We're back at Memorial Stadium getting set for the Love Chevy game of the week. It's AC Flora hosting Fairfield Central tonight. Kickoff is 7:30. Hope you're coming down to Memorial and join us. Emerson Phillips on the field once again, and I'm talking now with Reggie Shaw. He's the head coach of the AC Flora Falcons, and this will be our first look at AC Flora on the Love Chevy game of the week here in 2016. Coach, good to see you again. How are you?
Hey, great to be here. Thanks. Appreciate you guys being here.
You know, we always love covering Falcons football. We've seen Flora many times in the past, but this is our first look at AC Flora High School this year. And, Coach, you know, one thing everybody's saying about Flora right now is that the Falcons are struggling to score points. So are you concerned about the Flora offense?
No, definitely. Anytime you're not scoring enough points to win, you got to be concerned. You know, there's a lot of reasons why. A lot of injuries on the offensive line, totally new offensive line. Lost our best receiver to an ACL. Best offensive lineman has a broken foot right now. So, you know, we're still moving the football. The red zone has been our biggest problem. You know, we outscored R&E last week in every category except points. And so we got to figure out, that's been a point of emphasis, is the red zone and finishing drives.
How do you go about doing that, Coach? How do you improve in that area?
Well, we start every day with it. That's the first thing we start with every day. We make it competitive, our defense, one-on-one offense, and, you know, there's a reward system there, so the kids have responded to that. We looked at our schemes. I think you always have to evaluate the what and the who. And so we've made a few changes there, scheme-wise and personnel-wise, that hopefully will pay some dividends.
Talking Flora football here with Falcons head coach Reggie Shaw. It's Flora and Fairfield Central in the game of the week from Love Chevy here at Memorial Stadium. Coach, I was talking with Coach Davis before the commercial break, and he said that both you guys are from Fairfield. I knew he had gone to Fairfield Central. I did not know that you were a Fairfield Central alum.
Oh, yeah. Old Winsboro guys, man. There's something special about Winsboro. It's a rich football tradition, and, you know, just came. You know, our timing hadn't been always what it could be, but he continues to battle. He's a tough kid, can throw the ball really well. So we just need to give him some time and get our receivers in space, and he can do something with it.
Run pass mix, Coach. You balanced on offense. Talk about your offense.
Pretty balanced. You know, we looked at a lot of things in the offseason. We had a bunch of receivers coming back, new offensive line, not a lot of running backs. So we made a decision to kind of go with a spread, kind of the Clemson system, Auburn system. And we feel like it fits our personnel well. We just got to continue to tweak the little things in the red zone and get our offensive line on the same page.
AC Flora head coach Reggie Shaw is our guest here on the pregame show. Coach, defensively, who are some of your top players over there?
There's a lot of them on defense. Defense is our leading, you know, kind of leading the charge right now. Corey Riley and Lane Bakken on the back end. Malik Rush at linebacker, Griffin Carruth at linebacker up front. We got three studs, Elijah Lipscomb, Rashawn Jackson, and Celestin Haba. They've just had a great year. We got two young corners that have really come on strong, Matt Jamison and Quincy Riley. You know, and going back to offense, you know, we got a couple guys over there that just continue to battle as well. Thomas Hollingsworth, their leading receiver, Cam Riley, does a great job for us. And Coleman Pope, you know, has been a great returnee, but he's been plagued with some injuries as well, so that continues to hurt us.
Coach, you mentioned Lane Bakken, and his grandmother is in town from Texas to watch this game tonight. She's already in the stands.
She is, and I'm going to let her call the first play, I think. We appreciate her being here. She, a funny story, a couple weeks ago I saw somebody up sitting on the hill video in practice that I didn't recognize in an out-of-state car. I started walking up there, and she jumps out of the car. Hey, I'm Lane's grandmother. I said, okay, that's a good thing, because I was getting ready to call the police. So, you know, they really like being here, and we hope that he has a big night for him.
All right, Coach, you talked about your tight end, Thomas Hollingsworth. I saw you had a big game last week, 8 grabs for you.
Thomas plays a split for us, and, you know, he gets double coverage a lot, so anything he gets is gravy because he's got a guy in his face and usually one over the top. But hopefully that opens up some other things for our guys like Charles Chapman, Garrett Whetstone, so hopefully some of our guys coming out of the backfield. So that's the plan tonight.
AC Flora and Fairfield Central, the game of the week from Love Chevy here at Memorial Stadium, 7:30 kickoff tonight. Coach, this is your final non-region game. Then you get into region play. So you got to tune things tightly tonight. Get ready for region play because that's what it all boils down to.
It's a big game. You want to establish some momentum against a good team and find a way to win. We've been really close in a lot of games and played well in spots. We want to put together four quarters and finish in the red zone.
Coach Shaw, great to see you again. Thanks for your hospitality.
Likewise. Thank you.
That's Reggie Shaw, head coach at AC Flora. Let's get a timeout. We'll come back. Tommy Moody and I will give you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. It's AC Flora and Fairfield Central in the high school football game of the week from Love Chevy.